It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I don't think they're ready for this. This is different. A LA Ram podcast, not based in California, but based in Florida? Come on, now. You know I had to do it. Ram Nation, stand up. It's Ramly Talk from the Playmakers Bar podcast, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Salads. Let's talk Rams football. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your new edition of Ramly Talk. Here at the Playmakers Bar podcast, you know me, the host of Ramly Talk, and the head man of the Playmakers Bar, down there, the Playmaker Silence. You know, week 13 was good to us. Week 13 was very good to us. Great thing, we got a win in the desert. We're going to recap what took place against the Arizona Cardinals. And then we're going to look forward to Thursday night. Thursday night is a big one for us. Personally, professionally, this is a big one. There's no doubt about it. It's Bill Belichick. It's the New England Patriots. I'm going to get into that. No fantasy talk with Tyler O this week. The fact that we play on a Thursday night. So he's going to focus on Fire on High week 14 as it is the final week of the fantasy regular season and playoff pushes near at the end. So no Rams fantasy talk, should I say. But nevertheless, you're gonna get your normal Rams content from me. And without further ado, let's go ahead and let's talk about what took place in week 13 out in the desert in Glendale, Arizona. It was the first of two meets between the Los Angeles Rams and the Arizona Cardinals. As you know, the Cardinals are fighting for a playoff spot, as we are still fighting for the divisional crown in the NFC West. But beforehand, the New York Football Giants did us a favor by going to Seattle and beating the Seattle Seahawks 17-12. Very interesting. Didn't see that coming. I don't know how many people saw that coming, but all of a sudden, the Seattle Seahawks are 8-4. The Rams at 7-4 and the Seahawks at 6-5. Not the Seahawks, but the Cardinals at 6-5. It's a pretty good thing to go against. You know, last week I went off on golf, just like many others did last week, because the way that you played against the San Francisco 49ers was just abysmal. Was just terrible. And we know we needed a bounce back game. We got a bounce back game from Jared Goff. 37 for 47, 351, one touchdown, no interceptions, no fumbles. He did not turn the ball over. This the kind of Jared Goff we need each week, week in and week out. This is the Jared Goff we need. Efficient, effective, managing the game, playing within the game. This is the kind of Jared Goff we need. Running game took a dive a bit, you know. On 31 carries, total 119, averaging 3.8. But we got three touchdowns on the ground. Cam Akers, an impressive touchdown run from 12 yards out. Breaking some tackles, running over some people to make sure he got in that end zone. Very impressive, Cam Akers. Derrick Henderson broke off a 38-yard one for a touchdown. Very impressive. Jared Goff muscled his way into an end zone for a rushing touchdown. I like that. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't a perfect game. But I seen a lot of good things happen. Jared Goff didn't turn the ball over. Jared Goff, you know, kind of bore his way for his rushing touchdown. Cam Akers breaking some tackles on his strength like he did at Florida State for a touchdown. Derrick Henderson got him a long run for a touchdown. We got to see Tyler Higbee involved in the game with Big and Jared Everett involved in the game with Big. I believe Jared Goff hit how many different receivers? Woods, Cup, Everett, Brown, Jefferson, Henderson, Higbee, Akers. He hit 9 different targets. Jared Goff hit 9 different receivers in the passing game. Talking about spreading the ball around. I like it. Robert Woods led the way with 10 catches, 85 yards. The only touchdown came to Tyler Higbee. Everybody touched the ball. Everybody was flowing. It was flowing. The defense, man. Defense. Now, they gave up more points than they usually do in the second half. But the first half was it. You know, they gave up that one blunder where Troy Hill ran off with DeAndre Hopkins when he's supposed to, but me had Ramsey on him, and Dan Arnor, the tight end, left wide open for a touchdown. That's how the game started. But after that, you know, pretty much we took control. We took control. Second half, you know, we usually give up 2 touchdowns, and this we gave up an average of 5 points in the second half. And that kind of got crushed. We gave up 4. We gave up 3 touchdowns in the second half. You know, got concerned. This is the thing I need Brandon Staley to work on. Just because we have a lead and it's a comfortable lead, don't get conservative. Keep playing the same defense. Like, if you kept playing the same defense, because DeAndre Hopkins ain't do much. DeAndre Hopkins, 8 catches, 52 yards on the touchdown. That's an average of 6.5 yards a catch. Like, he ain't even get that. He only got about half of that against, and not even half of that came against Jalen Ramsey. Like I said, the one touchdown, we let Dan Arnold wide open, and he forced another one in there. I give Kyler Murray that one. He fired that one in there, and Dan Arnold made a great catch. So did DeAndre Hopkins. He fired that in there, and DeAndre Hopkins made a good catch. But we gave up 3 touchdowns in the second half. Like, that's not typical of our defense. So Brandon Staley, that's because we got a lead. Don't get conservative. Don't start playing soft coverage and letting the team just throw the ball when they want to and get these yards. No, keep it going. Pound them. Make them feel it. Let them know. Y'all down. Y'all finna be put out. That's, I be getting on the offense like that because the defense doing their thing. They keeping them. The reverse happened. The offense was putting up points. The offense put up 24 points in the second half. The defense gave up 21. Like, y'all flip flopping. I don't need y'all flip flopping. I need y'all on the same level. Offense putting up points. Defense ain't gonna let no points. Smash them. Smash them in their face. Punch them in their face and say, nope. Y'all, done. It's over. And let them look at the scoreboard and just sit there and pout. Like, damn. There's nothing we can do. They're kicking our ass. That's the kind of game I'm looking for. I'm looking for when another team that sit there and just like, damn. We can't do a damn thing. They're kicking our ass. That's what I'm waiting on. But it ain't happening yet. So, nevertheless, we got a victory. One thing I need, Webster, I don't need you fumbling on punt returns. I don't need you. My special teams needs to get it together. Because this next game that I'm about to get into, this team, special teams, did some damage. And they did it in our own building against the other team that plays in our building. Like, this. Not only this game is personal for most Rams fans, but after what New England did to the Chargers in our own building, y'all better look. It's December. And right now, Bill Belichick is being Bill Belichick right now. So, matter of fact, let me go ahead and switch over here. And let's talk about what Bill Belichick and his New England Patriots did to the Los Angeles Chargers at SoFi Stadium. 45-0. We talking 45 Patriots. Los Angeles Chargers 0. We talking about Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert ain't put a touchdown on the board. Not even a field goal on the board. And Justin Herbert is my rookie of the year right now. And he got his ass whooped by New England. 26 for 53, 209, two interceptions. Not one, two interceptions. A rushing attack, 15 carries, 70 yards. Look, let's go to New England. Look at Cam Newton, 12 for 19, 69 yards, one touchdown. Jarrett Stidham, 2 for 3, 61 yards, a touchdown. These two combined for 14 for 22, 126 yards passing and two touchdowns. Cam Newton got two touchdowns on the run, 14 carries, 48 yards, two touchdowns. Damien Harrison, who's becoming a lead back now, 16 carries, 80 yards, averaging 5 yards a carry. But that's not the trip. They got a punt return for a touchdown. They got a block field goal for a touchdown. So, guys, this is New England. This is Bill Belichick. This is the month of December. We know how this goes. Month of December, New England Patriots. Bill Belichick means here come the damn Patriots. As of right now, they're on the outside looking at the playoffs, but they have a shot at 6-6. At 6-6, they still can get into the playoffs. Do you want Cam Newton and the New England Patriots in the playoffs if you're on the AFC side? I don't think so. But for us, for the Los Angeles Rams, this is personal. Not alone an important game for this season. This is personal. I posted a question to Rams Nation on social media. How personally you feel about this game? And some didn't want to go that route. They said, hey, it's an important game. Playoff-wise, we got to win out. We got to win the division. Others, they thought exactly how I was thinking. Yo, this is Bill Belichick. This is New England Patriots. This is the team that stripped us from two Super Bowl rings. Mentioned 2 years ago when Sean McVay was looking like a deer in headlights going against Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl up in Atlanta, Georgia. And that's the I believe that's the lowest scoring Super Bowl in Super Bowl history. And we was on the wrong end of it. The wrong end of it. What it was, 17-3? We only scored 3 points in the Super Bowl? Three. Like, hold on. Like, let me go make sure. Because that was not good. That was not cool whatsoever. It was. It didn't make any sense of what happened to us in the Super Bowl. I kept trying to get Sean McVay to change it up, adjust, do something. 13-3 was the final score. 13-3. Jared Goff, and that's the explosive offense who had Brandon Cooks at the time, can only score 3 damn points. 3 damn points in a Super Bowl. This is a Super Bowl, man. A combined 16 points in a Super Bowl, and they beat us by 10. This is the last time we faced the New England Patriots, by the way. Oh, before then, when we had the greatest show on tour, led by Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, and them boys, they beat us then. 2001, for those who don't remember, they gave us a beat. They beat us 20-17. Adam Vinatieri, game winning field goal. Tom Brady won. Tom Brady then, he was just beginning his career. The start of the Tom Brady and Bill Belichick era began with us. 20-17. 2001. We came all the way back to 2018. They beat us again. 13-3. And in between, a trip over to London, they whooped our ass. Well, maybe find that game. I believe we were still St. Louis at the time. And they just beat the whole hell out of me. They just beat us down. Like, it was ugly. I can't find it right now, but they destroyed us. And this has been a thing when it comes to the New England Patriots. They've been owning us. Like, how do they keep owning us? 2012. That's when we went over to London to take on the New England Patriots. And they whooped our ass. I think they put up 40-something points in that game. I believe they put up 45-7. We have trouble against this damn team. 45-12 over in London. So, Greatest Show on Turf, they get beat 20-17 in the Super Bowl. We go over to London, we get our ass whooped 45-7. And then just 2 years ago, they beat us in the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever, 13-3. Bill Belichick has been owning the Rams for the damn longest. I don't know about y'all, I'm sick and tired of losing to this man. We took care of Tom Brady in his backyard in Tampa. We took care of that. This is the other part. This is actually, to be honest with you, this is the most major part of it, of the two. Because this Bill Belichick had this man, Sean McVay, looking like a deer in headlights, like I said before. Sean McVay didn't know what to do. He outthought his own damn self. While Belichick was playing chess, Sean McVay wasn't even playing checkers. I don't know what game he was playing. But Bill Belichick was playing chess to whatever Sean McVay was playing, and that's how that Super Bowl went. Now, granted, Cam Newton is at the helm. They are a more physical team. They like to run it more. They'll pass. They keep you honest. Defense is forming up, even though they don't have a lot of these star players. They still got Stephon Gilmore, which he's probably going to take over either Cooper Kupp or Robert Woods. We'll see how that goes. Nevertheless, people, we talking Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots. We must win this game. Even if you want to think of it as a personal thing of everything I said about the two Super Bowls, the ass whooping we took in the other. Even if you want to think about that, bro, we are 8-4. Seattle's 8-4. Tied for the division. By the fact we beat Seattle in our first meeting, we are on top of the division. Green Bay is 9-3. The New Orleans Saints are 8-2. So there's a lot. So if you don't even want to look at it on a personal level, you don't think about it this season alone, the margin for error is very slim. Very slim. The Saints 10-2. Packers 9-3. Followed by us in Seattle at 8-4. The margin for error is very thin right now. Very thin. From us hosting a playoff game or us going on a roll for a playoff game. Very thin right now. It's razor thin. New England on Thursday. Next week we got the Jets. We go to Seattle and we finish off with Arizona. It's the final month of the regular season. The final month of regular season is here. It starts Thursday night against the New England Patriots. We must beat New England at all costs. No matter if it's personal beef like I have with them and other fans, or it's just for this season alone. We can't screw up. Like I just told you, I scared it. New England on Thursday. Next week we got the Jets. We go to Seattle. And we at home in Arizona for the rest of the season. While the Seahawks here, the Seattle Seahawks, who lost to the Giants, they have the Jets next. They go to Washington, us, and at the 49ers. The margin for error is razor thin. And then, but we're only two games behind for the top seed in the NFC. So we want to go NFC route. Packers, they're a game above us. They have, let's see, who they have left. The Packers got, they're at Detroit. They'll win that game. Panthers at home. We'll see if Teddy Bridgewater is there or not. That look like a Monday night game. Derrick Henry on a Sunday night. And they finish off at Chicago. At the very least, they might go 2-2. At the very least, 2-2. If not 3-1. So the margin for error is razor thin here. That's Green Bay. Let's go to New Orleans, who are on top of the NFC right now. New Orleans finished their season out at Philly. They should win that one. Kansas City, that's a game to watch. Patrick Mahomes, hopefully Drew Brees will be back for that game. Minnesota, that's going to be interesting because the last time they faced out, Minnesota went into the Superdome and beat the New Orleans Saints in the Superdome, and that was the playoff game. And they go to the Panthers to finish out the season. So there's an opportunity to grab the top seed and get that bye week now. There's an opportunity here. But the margin for error is razor thin for us. First things first, take care of our business. Take care of our division. Assure that. And then let the cards fall where they lay. But do not mess around and have Bill Belichick go 2-0 at SoFi State. Don't let Bill Belichick go 2-0 at SoFi State. No. Don't want it. Don't need it to happen. We got this covered. Rams, horns up. The margin for error is razor thin. It's the final Monday of the season. This is the final stretch. New England first. Thursday night football. National television. Let's handle our business. We can focus on the Jets next week. But until then, we got to deal with Bill Belichick, Cam Newton, and company. Horns up. Ram Nation. Rams house. That's all I got for you on this week. Enjoy. I'll be watching. And we'll talk next week to recap this game. And we're going to preview the New York Jets game. The playmaker. Down there, the playmaker Silence. From Jacksonville, Florida. I'm signing off. Until next week.